Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Let's look to God in prayer before we look to God in His Word.
我们在读神的话语之前，我们有一些祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们在亲爱的天上的父。
We come before you because we have need of you.
我们来到你的面前，是因为我们对你有需要。
We need.Spiritual food for today.
我们需要灵里属灵的粮食。
We need physical food for today.
我们今天需要属肉体的食物。
But most of all, we need your presence.
最重要的，我们需要你的同在。
What good would our worship service be if you are not with us?
如果没有你的同在，我们的敬拜又有什么好处呢？
So be with us as we look at your word.
当我们在看读你的话语的时候，求你与我们同在。
Reveal yourself to us.
向把你自己向我们显明。
And draw us close to yourself.
把我们吸引我们来到你的面前，就近你。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Our theme for this year is to.Be made holy, useful to the master.
我们今年教会追求的主题是成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And we have so far in this year looked at the epistle to Timothy, where that is from.
我们今年已经读过了提摩太后书里面这句话的经节。
And Paul says to Timothy that. He wants Timothy to be a vessel for noble purposes.
保罗对提摩太说，他要他成为一个圣洁的器皿。
But to be a vessel for noble purposes, he first needs to be cleaned.
为了成为一个贵重的器皿，他必须首先要被洁净。
To be holy.
成为圣洁。
In order that he may be useful.
然后才能合乎主用。
Last month we looked at God's word to see and find out what the word holy means.
上个月我们也在读主的话语，在明白圣洁的意思究竟是什么。
For God's word tells us to be holy as He is holy.
神的话语告诉我们，我们要圣洁，因为他是圣洁的。
That means if we want to find out what our holiness look like, we need to look to God.
如果我们想知道我们圣洁的来源是哪里，我们要看神。
A dish or vessel is holy when it is dedicated to a specific purpose.
一个器皿是圣洁的，如果它是专门奉献给那个用处的。
If a dish is holy, it can be used for that thing and nothing else.
一个器皿是圣洁的，是因为它只有一个功用，而不是其他的用处。
If God is holy, it means that He is separated and set apart.
如果神圣洁的意思是他与我们是分别开来的。
He is different and distinct from anything else.
他与所有其他的事物都是不同的。和独特的。
And we saw this illustrated in the temple.
我们在这个圣殿的例子里面，我们看到这样的一个说明。
Where in the temple there was a holy place.
在圣殿里面有圣所。
And it was so holy that only the priest could go in.
如此圣洁，只有祭司才能够进去。
And only after they've been purified.
只有他们在洁净自己以后，他们才能进去。
And they have to put on special clothes.
他们要穿上特殊的衣服。
And then they could enter into that holy place.
然后他们才能够进到那个圣所。
But beyond the holy place, there was another place.
在那个圣所之内还有另外一个地方。
And in Hebrew, it's called the Holy Holy.
在希伯来语里面叫圣哉圣哉至圣的。
Because in biblical language, to repeat something means to raise something to a higher degree.
在圣经的语言里面，如果你重复某一句话，你是要把它的重要性提高到另一个程度。
So the inner place in the temple was the holies of holies.
所以最里面的圣所，最里面的那个所在，就是那个至圣所。
It's the most holy place.
这是最圣、最最圣洁、至高圣洁的地方。
And no regular priest can go inside.
就是普通的祭司也不能进去。
Only the head priest.
只有大祭司。
After elaborate purification.
在隆重的洁净仪式之后。
And only once a year.
每年一次。
That was the most holy place.
那才是至圣所。
And yet we looked last month and saw that God is described not just as holy or holy holy.
我们在上个月我们知道神把自己不仅是称为神称为圣圣哉圣哉圣哉。
He is described as holy holy holy.
他也是被称为那位至圣的圣哉圣哉圣哉。
The most holy of the most holy thing.
是最圣洁当中的最圣者。
There is no one and nothing holy like the Lord.
没有其他东西像神那样圣洁。
And compared to him, everything else is common.
与他相比，其他的都不能算作圣洁。
He is holy in the face of sinners.
在罪人的面前他是圣洁的。
He is holy in the face of his own chosen people.
在他自己的子民面前他也是圣洁的。
He is holy even in the midst of perfect and unsinful beings.
在完美的没有罪的天使面前他也是圣洁的。
So this morning I want to look at Isaiah chapter 6.
今天早上我们再要看一下以赛亚书第六章。
We began to look at it a little bit last month.
我们上个月已经开始读了一点。
But this passage is so important to Isaiah.
但这一段经文对以赛亚是如此的重要。
All the other chapters of Isaiah make sense because of this chapter.
所有其他以赛亚书的章节是因为这一节而变成有意义。
Throughout the rest of the book of Isaiah, we see Isaiah's burning passion for the Lord.
在所有以赛亚书当中，我们看到以赛亚对神的那个热心。
That his heart burns for the ways of the Lord.
他的心为神的道而燃烧。
And he sees the sin in the land, and he is not going to stay silent.
他看到百姓在地上所犯的罪，他不能保持沉默。
All of that has root in the passage that we are looking at.
所有那些都在我们所要读的这一章里面找到根源。
Isaiah has such power because he encountered the holy, holy, holy God.
以赛亚有这样的能力，是因为他遇到了这位圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的主。
So let's look Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
所以我们一起来看以赛亚书第六章第一节。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Isaiah gives the context to the story.
以赛亚把这个事件的背景告诉我们。
It is the year that King Uzziah died.
是乌西亚王崩的那年。
King Uzziah had taken the throne at the age of 16.
乌西亚王在16岁就登基做王。
And he reigned for 53 years.
他统治犹大56年。
Years is a long time.
50年是一个很长的时间。
At this time, there were many, many people in Israel who didn't even remember a time before Uzziah was king.
在犹太地的当时，很多百姓都不记得有其他 除了乌西亚王以外的国王。
And when a king reigns for a long time, it is a time of peace and prosperity.
当这个国王统治很长一段时间时候，我们就看到了平安与繁荣。
But now this time of peace and prosperity is at an end.
然而这段和平与繁荣的时间就要结束了。
The king has died.
王驾崩了。
And after a king dies, there is a time of social, economic, and spiritual upheaval.
国王死后，这有一段时间社会、经济和宗教上的变乱。
There's going to be a new king.
就要有一位新的王。
And new policies.
一个新的政策。
Who's going to know whether he's going to be a good king or a bad king?
谁知道他会是一个好的还是坏的国王呢？
Who's going to know whether he is able to do his job properly or not?
谁知道他是否能够把他的工作做好呢？
Will he worship God or will he worship idols?
他会敬拜神还是敬拜偶像？
The Bible tells us that 5 years after Uzziah dies, his grandson Ahaz takes the throne.
圣经告诉我们，乌西亚死后五年，他的孙子亚哈斯登基做王。
And he leads the heart of Israel away from God.
他把以色列民的心带到别的神的面前。
And in this time of uncertainty and doubt, Isaiah sees the Lord.
在这个不确定的时间和不安定的时刻，以赛亚看到了他的主。
The word that Isaiah uses is the title for Lord.It's a title, Lord.
以赛亚用的是神的故事。
It's not the name of God.
这不是神的名字。
It's a title.
是神的称呼。
It speaks.To God as master.
他把神称作为主人。
God as king.
神当作国王。
And the imagery that he sees surrounding God is more imagery about a king.
这个在这个神周围你所看到的景象，就是仿佛是一个在君王周围看到的一个景象。
He sees God seated on the throne.
他看到主坐在宝座上。
Who sits on a throne but the ruler?
坐在宝座上的肯定是一个君是一个统治者。
High and exalted.
高高在上的宝座。
And his robe has a long train that fills up the whole temple.
他的衣裳垂下遮满整个圣殿。
A long robe also a mark of royalty.
这个长长的袍子衣裳也是一个君王贵胄的象征。
And when Isaiah says temple, another way of translating temple is palace.
另一个神殿的翻译也就是宫殿的意思。
All this is to say, when King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the real king.
当属地的这个国王乌西亚死掉的时候，以赛亚看到了这个属天的君王。
He saw the heavenly king.
这个属天的君王。
The king that never dies.
那个永远不会死的君王。
The king that never sleeps.
这个永远不会睡觉的君王。
The king that is always high and exalted.
那个永远是高高的坐在宝座上的君王。
Now it seems like Isaiah didn't get to see very much of God.
也许以赛亚并没有看到神很多。
It seems like in the Bible when people have a vision of the Lord, they don't get to see that much because God is just so glorious.
经常在圣经里面，如果你碰到神的话，你大概不会看到很多，因为神是如此的荣耀。
When Moses brought the elders up Mount Sinai to see the Lord,All they described was the Lord's feet.
当摩西把长老们 带到西乃山上的时候，他们所见的只是神的脚。
But what Isaiah sees more are the seraphim that are flying around worshiping the Lord.
以赛亚所看到更多的是撒拉佛在旁边侍立。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying.
其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。
The name seraphs can literally be translated burning ones.
撒拉佛的意思翻译出来就是燃烧者。
Fire and burning in the biblical language is a picture of holiness.
火焰与燃烧在圣经里面给我们描绘出一幅圣洁的图像。
How do you purify something?
你如何洁净某样东西呢？
With fire.
用火。
How do you get all the dirt out of a precious metal?
你如何把所有的脏的东西从贵重的金属当中除去呢？
You use fire.
你用火。
And so these burning ones are pictured as holy beings.
所以这些燃烧的事物是一个圣洁的事物的图像。
And yet we looked at last month that these holy beings have to cover their faces and cover their feet in the presence of the Lord.
就是这些圣洁的天使，他们也要把脸和脚用翅膀遮盖起来。
Even these sinless beings that are in the presence of the Lord all the time have to cover up.
这些没有罪的天使在神面前需要遮盖。
Even for them, being in the presence of a holy God is not a very comfortable thing.
即使对他们来说，是虽然没罪，在神面前也是一件很不自在的事情。
With their actions, they are showing us the difference between them and God.
用他们的行为显示出他们与神的不同。
That God is holy and they are just creatures.
神是圣洁的，他们只是受造物。
And not only do they say it with their actions, they say it with their words.
他们不但用行动，他们也用语言来表示。
Verse 3.
第三节。
And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, the whole earth.Is full of his glory.
彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”
They're describing God at the pinnacle of holiness.
他们把神用最高的圣洁来称呼。
And here, where they say they talk about the Lord, instead of using a title, they're using the name of God.
他们不是用一个称呼，而是用一个神的名字来描述他。
Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉是亚威，名字是亚威。
The great I am.
是那位我是我所是的那位。
And they give him the title Almighty.
他们称他为万军之耶和华。
Which in Hebrew means of hosts.
在希伯来语里面，它翻译可以翻成万众。
This is a common title used throughout the Old Testament.
这是一个在旧约里面经常用到的一个称呼。
Lord of hosts.
万众之主。
Which the English translates Lord Almighty.
英文就是翻成万军之耶和华。
But what is a Lord of hosts?
那么什么是万众之主呢？
When we think of hosts, we think of hosting someone for dinner.
当我们用英文说 host 这个字的时候，我们可以想到我们是主人，招待别人吃晚饭。
That doesn't seem very great and glorious.
这好像跟伟大、跟荣耀没有什么关系。
That just seems like God, calling God the God of dinner.
好像我们的神是一个招待我们吃晚饭的那位神。
But host in the Bible could mean two things.
Host 这个 在圣经里面可以有两个意思。
First, it's saying host as in army.
第一个意思是军队的意思。
When the angels are worshiping God, they say, God, you are commanding heaven's armies.
当天使在说万军之耶和华的时候，他们是在指神是在指挥 天上的军队。
All the might and power of heaven are at your disposal.
所有天使天军的能力跟权柄都在神的操控之下。
That's how powerful and authoritative you are.
这是神如此的大能 和权威。
But host could also mean, you know, the star and the moon and the sun and the planets.
第二个意思，它也可以 host 也可以是指天上的各种天体，太阳、星辰、月亮等等。
So God, you are the Lord of all the celestial hosts.
所以神是那位所有天上星宿、所有天上物、所有天上星辰星宿的主人。
Everything out in space that is just bigger than our imaginations can handle, that is your creation.
所有在天上的那些星系、星球都是神的创造，他们都超过我们人所能想象的。
God, you are the God of majesty and glory.
神，你就是那位雄伟壮丽、威严的神，所有的都是属于他的。
And so the seraphim say, Lord of hosts.
所以撒拉佛在这里说，万军之耶和华。
The whole earth is full of your glory.
他的荣光充满全地。
If the Lord is Lord of heaven's armies and the celestial beings, of course his glory can easily fill the earth.
如果神是那位万军之耶和华，他是所有天上星宿的主，当然他的荣耀也可以充满全地。
All the earth speaks to the glory and praise of God.
所有的地都诉说神的荣耀。
From every tree to every blade of grass to every cloud in the sky.
到每一棵树每一片云所有的地上都在诉说神的荣耀。
And we know at the end of time, everything in earth will audibly give praise to God.
到末了的日子，所有的地上的活物都要向神发出颂赞。
Verse 4.
第四节。
At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
This is a common picture in the Old Testament of the presence of the Lord.
这在圣经里，在旧约圣经里面，这是一个很常见的神同在的一个景象。
In the presence of a holy, holy, holy God, even inanimate objects shake.
在一个圣哉神的同在的时候，甚至没有生命的事物都会发出震动。
Can you imagine having this vision of God?
你能够想象这个神同在的那个景象吗？
Seeing the Lord God of hosts.
看到那位万军之主，
What would our reaction be?
我们的反应会是什么？
There was a fiction writer in the 1970s that wrote science fiction books.
在1970年代有一个科幻小说的作家。
And in one of his stories, he makes upA punishment.
在他的一个小说里面，他编出了一个惩罚的手段。
And this punishment is not a jail.
这种惩罚并不是把你关进监狱。
It's something that can show exactly who you are.
这是一样能够显明你确确实实是什么样的人的一样东西。
Who you are in relation to everything else in the whole universe.
这样东西能显出跟所有宇宙里面其他东西相比，你是一个什么样的人。
And he wrote that this was such a horrible, horrible punishment because the human cannot handle this revelation.
他写的故事里面，这是一个如此恐怖的这个惩罚，一般人都不能承受这样的惩罚。
We all have ideas within ourselves and we think we're not so bad.
我们都对自己会有一些定见，我们可以认为我们还不至于那么糟糕。
All of us in some way think very much of ourselves.
我们很多人都会觉得自己都还不错。
And to come into realization that all those precepts are wrong is crushing.
当我们最终意识到所有的这些我们所有的先见的这些想法都是错的，这是对一个人来说是相当崩溃的一件事。
So we might think when Isaiah comes into the presence of the Lord, he might have that feeling.
当以赛亚来到神的面前时候，他也可能会有，他也有这样一种感觉。
He sees the real king.
他看到了真正的君王。
The one who's really in charge.
那位真正掌管所有的。
The commander of heaven's armies.
万军之耶和华。
The one who put the stars in the sky.
那位把星宿放在天空中的神。
And Isaiah has a similar reaction.
以赛亚也有一个类似的反应。
But what he's crushed with is not his own insignificance.
他并不是对他自己有多重要而感到不可接受。
Because God's holiness is not just in his power.
因为神的圣洁不仅仅在于他的能力。
God's holiness is in his character.
神的圣洁也是在他的性情里面。
So let us read verse 5.
我们读第五节。
Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
He uses the term, woe is me.
他用祸哉，我灭亡了。
He's saying, this is bad.
他说这太糟糕了。
Often when we come to church, we want to come in the presence of the Lord.
当我们来到教会的时候，我们希望来到神的同在面。
We want to have a spiritual experience.
我们希望有一个属灵的经历。
But yet the experience that we see in the Bible when people come into the presence of the Lord is not, oh God, oh let's hug.
当我们在旧约里面看到我们那些有人来到神同在的面前，并不是那种希望拥抱神的那种态度。
What happens is when Peter sees Jesus and realizes who he is.
当彼得看到耶稣，意识到耶稣是谁的时候
，Peter says, "Get away from me, Lord."
彼得说，远离我吧，主。
Why?
为什么呢？
Peter says, because I'm a sinful man.
彼得说，因为我是一个罪人。
And Isaiah says the exact same thing.
以赛亚也说了，同样的意思。
Isaiah is struck with the gap between him and the Lord.
以赛亚对他和神之间的那道鸿沟感到惊异。
And I hope last month that distance really impressed itself on your mind.
我希望上个月我们所谈到的那个鸿沟给你留下深刻的印象。
And we looked at the quote from R.C. Sproul last month.
我们也读到 R.C. Sproul 的那一句话。
That in terms of morality, we are closer to Hitler than we are to God.
从道德层面来讲，我们跟希特勒更接近，而不是与神。
And so what Isaiah is struck with the most as he comes in the presence of God is this gap of holiness.
所以当以赛亚来到神面前，他最惊诧的是那道在圣洁上他无法逾越跟神之间的鸿沟。
Not a gap of significance，
并不是那道重要的那个鸿沟，自我重要的鸿沟。
Not a gap of power，
并不是那个是个能力上的鸿沟。
But a gap of holiness，
是圣洁上的这道鸿沟。
So he says, I am a man of unclean lips.
所以他说我是嘴唇不洁的人。
He's not saying I forgot to wipe my mouth this morning after breakfast.
他并不是在说我吃完早饭以后我忘记擦嘴了。
But the lips represents the words.
在这里嘴唇代表他所说的话。
And in James chapter 3 says if anyone does not falter in their lips, he is a perfect man.
在雅各书第三章里面就会有说到，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全的人。
Jesus says it this way: out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
耶稣也说过，
out of the abundance of the heart. The mouth
speaks. 人所说的话是从心里面的丰富所而出。
So when Isaiah comes into the presence of the Lord, what he's struck with the most is his lips.
所以当以赛亚来到神面前，他所注意的是他的嘴唇。
And he knows that this is a gateway for all the sin that's in my heart.
这是他所有心里面的罪所出来的地方。
He says, not only do I have to deal with my own sin,
他说他不仅要对付他自己的罪。
He says, I live among a people of unclean lips.
他也住在嘴唇不洁的民当中。
I'm surrounded by unholiness.
我被周围的那些嘴唇不圣洁的人所包围。
We're all defiled.
我们都是没有盼望的。
And this is bad news.
这是个坏消息。
Because my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
因为我眼睛看到了那位万军之耶和华。
He doesn't give any excuses.
他不会给你任何的借口。
He doesn't even ask for any assistance in any kind of way.
他根本也不需要你给他任何形式的帮助。
In Isaiah's mind, it's a hopeless situation.
在以赛亚的脑子中，这是一个完全没有希望的情景。
That's it. He sees his own sin and he sees God and how far that holiness gap is.
这就是他所看到的，他看到了自己的罪，而且他看到了这段无法跨越的这个鸿沟距离。
And the gap is so wide, he knows he can't do anything to make it smaller. It's just that big.
这个鸿沟的距离是如此之大，他知道凭自己他不能跨过去，他不能填满。
So all he can say is, "Woe is me, I'm ruined."
所以他只能说，祸哉。我灭亡
了。
第六节。
Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar.
有一撒拉夫飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的。
With it, he touched my mouth and said, See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.
将炭沾我的口说，看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
One of the most popular hymns is the hymn Amazing Grace.
一个最受欢迎的诗歌是奇妙恩典。
It's so popular that even non-Christians will use it.
甚至非基督徒也会唱。
And they'll sing it at funerals.
他们用在这首歌在葬礼上也会用。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sounds.
奇异恩典何等深何等美妙。
And it's a beautiful, beautiful song.
这是一首美丽的诗篇诗歌。
But unless you grasp the situation in Isaiah, amazing grace is never amazing.
如果你不能意识到以赛亚在这里所说的，你也不会明白为什么这是奇异恩典。
The song Amazing Grace can be beautiful, but it will never be amazing.
这首奇异恩典的歌可能听上去很美丽，但是它我们不会明白它的意思。
You have Isaiah seeing the Lord, and he knows what's coming next.
如你看到以赛亚在这里说的他会讲下面会发生什么。
He knows what's coming next is what happened to Aaron's oldest sons when they entered into the presence of the Lord.
以下所发生的就是亚伦的儿子的那个所发生的结局。
That fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them and they died.
他们被神击杀了。
He knows that's what's going to happen.
他知道这就是下面所要发生的事情。
And yet fire does come from the Lord.
火确实从神那里出来了。
And the amazing thing is, it's not a fire of judgment.
这并不是审判的火。
It's a fire of purification.
这是洁净的火。
And instead of burning up Isaiah, it only burns away his sin.
他并没有把以赛亚烧灭，只是把他的罪烧尽了。
God did what Isaiah didn't even ask for.
神做了一件以赛亚并没有问他去做的事情。
God did what Isaiah could not do.
神做了以赛亚不能做的事情。
God himself bridged this gap of holiness.
神亲自把这个圣洁上的鸿沟填满了。
And through God's own means took away Isaiah's sin.
神把以赛亚的罪都除尽了。
Can you imagine the shock to Isaiah?
你能想象以赛亚那个震惊吗？
Seeing this infinite gap of holiness just closed in an instant.
这个无尽的因为圣洁上的这个鸿沟瞬间被弥合了。
Oh, you can be sure that Isaiah was singing Amazing Grace.
我们肯定以赛亚在当时肯定在唱那首奇异恩典。
This is why the gospel is good news.
这为什么福音对我们来说是好消息。
This is why grace is amazing.
这是为什么恩典是奇异的。
Oftentimes, people don't think grace is amazing because they only hear one side of the story.
很多时候，人们并不认为这个恩典是奇异的，因为他们只看到事情的一面。
We hear Jesus came to die for sinners.
我们知道耶稣是为罪人而死的。
On the cross, sin is paid for.
在十字架上罪债被偿清了。
All our guilt is taken away.
我们所有的罪都被赦免了。
But that's not amazing in and of itself.
但这本身并不奇妙。
It's only amazing when we encounter a holy God.
这只有在我们在遇见这位圣洁的神的时候，我们才能知道这是为什么是奇妙的。
If God was a God that was already very close,It's not amazing.
因为神是如此的愿意接近我们，所以他才是那位奇，这个恩典是奇异的。
It's not amazing if God comes to him and said, "Well, you've done so well so far, and all you have is just a tiny bit of gap between us and between you and me."
这如果神是说你已经做了如此之好，我们之间的差距已经是这么小了，所以我可以把这个差距来弥合，这并不是奇异的地方。
I'll meet you halfway and I'll do half of the work.
你做一半，我去完成另外一半。
That's not amazing.
这并不是奇异。
We think that's what God should do.
这是我们思想当中神应该做的事情。
We put in half the work, he put in half the work.
我们做一半工作，他做一半工作。
But when the gulf between us is infinite,
但如果这个我们之间的差距是无限的话，
and it doesn't matter what we do, we can't make it any shorter.
而且我们无论怎么做，我们不可能使这个差距缩短。
If God bridges that whole gap of holiness with the death of his son, that's amazing.
如果神把这个无尽的鸿沟用他的儿子耶稣基督连接了起来，那才是奇异的。
Like Isaiah, to expect and deserve death and receive forgiveness is amazing.
当以赛亚期待死亡和审判的时候，他却得到了赦免，这才是奇异的。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
I love how this is the very first time we hear God speaking in this passage.
我很喜欢这个经节，是因为这是我们第一次听到神的亲自的说话。
But it is usually the case that God has to deal with our sin before he can talk to us.
通常神要我们是把罪对付了，然后他才能跟我们说话。
Because either we don't want to listen or we can't hear him.
我们要么就是不要听，我们要么就是听不到他讲的话。
But he speaks now.
但他现在说话了。
And what God says is not a command.
神说的，这里说的并不是一个命令。
We expect after God does all this work for Isaiah, he says, okay, now Isaiah, I've commissioned you, and now here, do this.
我们通常期待神为以赛亚所做的这些，然后神对他说，以赛亚对以赛亚说，好了，你现在可以为我去做这件事情。
But in verse 8, it doesn't even seem like he's talking to Isaiah.
在第八节我们甚至不确定主在这里是直接对以赛亚在说话。
Seems like he's just having a conversation maybe within the Trinity.
他也许是在三一的神里面的一段对话。
Or maybe he's talking to those seraphs.
他也许是在对一个对撒拉弗在说话。
Whom shall I send?
我可以差遣谁呢？
God is giving Isaiah a chance to respond to what God has done.
神是为以赛亚提供一个机会，让他能够对他所做的能够有反应。
When someone has done something amazing for you, you have to respond.
当人为你做了一件奇妙的事情，你应该有所反应。
And there have been occasions on my life when I have received amazing grace from strangers.
在我的生命当中，我也有很多时候，我会受到奇异的恩典，从陌生人那里。
And you have the sense of gratitude welling up within yourself.
你心里就生出那种感激之情。
But yet you can't do anything about it.
但是你并不能做什么。
That person has moved on.
那个人已经走了。
Or maybe someone has done something for you and you don't even know who it is.
或者是有人为你做了一件很奇妙的事情，你甚至不知道这人是谁。
God gives Isaiah a chance to respond.
神在这里给了以赛亚一个回应的机会。
Who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢？
Whom shall I send?
我可以差遣谁呢？
And Isaiah is sitting there.
以赛亚就坐在那里。
And he's not feeling any guilt.
他并没有感到任何的 负罪感。
He's not saying, I need to go because I mean I should and I feel bad if I don't.
啊，他并不是在想啊，如我必须要去，如果我不去的话，我会感觉很糟糕。
After all that Isaiah has been through, imagine his heart.
啊，如果我们可以想象一下以赛亚所经历的这一些，我们可以想一下他心里的状况是怎么样。
He overhears God saying, "Hey, I've got a need."
他已经听到神在说，我有一个需要。
There's something I want to do.
我要有一件事情要做。
Who am I going to send to do it?
我应该差遣谁去做这件事情？
You can I bet Isaiah has his hand up there as the first thing.
啊，你可以肯定以赛亚是第一个举手的人。
Send me, Lord.
啊，差遣我。
Just at the joy that is within him.
啊，我们可以看到他在心里面的这个喜乐。
You mean after all that, I've got a chance to do something for you, Lord?
啊。在这一切之后，我还有机会为你做一件事情，我的主。
This is how the Lord desires to call His servants.
啊，这就是主可以叫他称为他是他的用人。
Isaiah doesn't go grudgingly.
啊，以赛亚并不是很不情愿的去做这件事情。
He doesn't get guilted into doing it.
他并不是因为带着一种负罪感去做这件事情。
This is Isaiah's response to what the Lord has done in his life.
这是以赛亚从心里面为神给他做成的一个从心里面的回应。
To Isaiah, this is worship.
对以赛亚来说，这就是敬拜。
This is one of my favorite Bible passages.
这是我喜欢的圣经的经文的一段。
Because similar to this passage is why I'm here today.
跟这段经文可以类比的是，这也是我今天在这里的原因。
After I graduated from college, I was wondering what to do with my life.
当我大学毕业以后，我在想我要从事做什么样的事情。
And through the Lord's provision, He brought me on a kind of a missions trip.
神把我带领到一个宣教的旅程里面。
And I saw God's hand at work.
我看到神的手的在我里面工作。
I don't know if you've ever been in a place or saw something where you can see without a doubt.This is God working.
你们当中有谁有过这样的经历，碰到这样一件事情，能够完完全全确定这就是神的工作？
And I saw it and it grabbed my heart. I said, I want to be part of this.
我看到了，然后我就说，我要参与到这件事情里面去。
I want to be doing something where I can see God working.
我要在这件事里面看到神的手在里面工作。
So I went to seminary to study.
我就到神学院去念书。
And I thought I was going to become a missionary.
我以为我会成为一个宣教士。
Because that's where I saw God working.
因为我看到神的工作。
But while I was studying, they make all the people in my coursework take practical studies.
在我所学的课程里面有一段实践的时间。
And so I had to go to various different churches and do internships.
所以我就必须到各个不同的教会去做实习生，做实习生。
And since I grew up in a Chinese church, I went to different Chinese churches.
因为我从小是在一个华人教会长大，所以我就到华人教会里去。
And as I went to different Chinese churches, I began to see something in the churches.
当我到这些教会去的时候，我发现一件事情。
Chinese churches with no pastors.
很多华人教会他们没有牧师或者传道人。
Chinese churches with no English pastors.
华人教会没有 英文的传道人牧师。
And to fill in that gap, many faithful non-Chinese brothers stepped up and took on some of these pastor positions.
为了填补这样的空缺，很多非华人的传道人跟牧师参与到了这样的侍奉当中。
And in my heart, I asked, "Where are my Chinese brothers?"
然后我就问啊，我的华人的弟兄姊妹啊在哪里
？Why is the Chinese church not raising up people for ministry?
为什么华人教会没有培养牧者来侍奉自己的教会
？The ancient Israelites had 1/12 of their whole nation serving the Lord.
华人
1/12 of every 12
12个人当中有只有一个出来是那个侍奉主
But how many people out of the Chinese church are serving him?
还有多少华人教会出来来侍奉神呢
How many people in the Chinese church are being called to pastoral work?
有多少华人教会当中的华人会被呼召出来做牧者的工作
Or to work in campus Christian fellowships?
或者在校园当中做基督的这个团契的工作
Or missions work?
或宣教的工作
I don't know the numbers.
我并不知道这方面的数据。
But it's definitely not one out of every 12 Chinese Christians.
但肯定的不是每十二人当中的一个。
And at that time, it was like the Lord was speaking to me.
在那个时候神就对我说话。
Whom shall I send?
我要差遣谁呢？
And who will go for us?
谁肯为我们去呢
？It wasn't, God didn't command me go, Dan, do this.
神并不是给我发出命令说Dan 你应该去做这件事。
He showed me a need.
他把需要摆在我的面前。
And out of what's going on in my heart, I said, Lord, send me.
从我心里我就发出这样的呼求，说神差遣我。
I want to be in this.
我要成为这里面的一部分。
Church, do you hear God's voice?
教会的弟兄姊妹，你们听到神的声音吗
？If you believe God's word, then you have had a similar experience as Isaiah.
如果你听到了神的你们读了神的话语，你就会有。跟以赛亚一样的经历。
If you have claimed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, at some point in time, you've had to deal with your own sin.
如果你承认耶稣基督赦免你的罪拯救了你，那你就应该对付你自己的罪。
And I hope that if that's not something you've ever wrestled with before, that God today is impressing on you His holiness.
我希望这并不是一件你神要在你挣扎当中才要你强迫你接受的一件事实。
And when we realize that God is a holy God, we realize the gulf and the gap of holiness between us and Him.
当我们意识到神是一位圣洁的神的时候，我们会看到神和我们之间这个无限的差距。
And then when we realize that God just took care of that with Jesus on the cross, then that's amazing to us.
然后我们看到神用耶稣基督把这件事做成了，这对我们是一件如何奇异的事情。
And He saves us.
然后他拯救了我们。
And He calls us.
然后他呼召我们。
Do you hear the Lord speaking?
你听到神对你说话吗？
Let us go back to that passage that we looked at last year, Romans chapter 12.
我们回到我们去年读过的罗马书第十二章。
I don't know what the Lord is going to lay on your heart as a response to the grace and mercies that He's shown you.
我不知道神会在你的心里面说什么，当你向神回应的时候。
I hope and pray that there are some even in this room that will dedicate their whole lives to serving Him.
我希望在今天在座的有人能够把一生奉献来侍奉主。
But in Romans chapter 12, Paul tells us what God is calling all Christians to do.
在罗马书第十二章，保罗是对所有的神的所有的弟兄姊妹说，他们应当如何侍奉。
Just as God called Isaiah.
就像神呼召以赛亚一样。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书第十二章第一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercies.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
In other words, because God is holy and we are not.
因为神是圣洁的，我们不是。
And that God through Christ has made us holy.
神借着耶稣基督使我们成为圣洁。
Therefore, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Offer your bodies, offer all that you are.
把你所有的都献上。
This is your spiritual or reasonable act of worship.
这是你们理所应当的侍奉。
This is the only response that makes sense, that's consistent with what God has done.
这是唯一对于神所做成的唯一恰当的回应。
In view of God's mercy, this is the only thing that makes sense to do.
在神的恩典面前，这是唯一合理的回应的事情去做。
It's not something we need to be guilted into.
这并不是我们因着负罪感而要去做的一件事情。
And that's not what I'm here to do.
这也不是我为什么在这里做这件事的原因。
In view of what God has done, giving all that we are to God as holy sacrifices is just logical.
因为因着神所为我们所做成的唯一合乎逻辑的事情，就是把我们身体献上，当作活祭，圣洁的。
Any other response doesn't make any sense.
任何其他的回应都不合理。
And any other response proves that we don't understand what God did.
任何其他的回应证明了我们并不明白神所做成的事情。
So therefore, verse 2, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Do you hear God's voice?
你听到神的声音吗？
I have need of a holy people.
神需要的是他需要的是圣洁的子民。
I'm looking for people who are willing to sacrifice themselves.
我要找的是愿意把自己献上的子民。
I am looking for people who will not conform to the ways of this world.
我要找的是那些不效法这个世界的子民。
But to conform themselves with the laws and precepts of my character that is holy.
而是效法主的性情，主的教训，那是圣洁的。
In view of God's mercy, will we say, "Here am I"?
在神的恩典和慈悲里面，我们会说，我们在这里。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
Lord of hosts,
万军之耶和华。
You are the most holy one.
你是那位至圣者。
And not only are we in need of knowing how holy you are, but we are also in need of Jesus.
我们不但需要知道你是多么的圣洁，我们也需要耶稣基督。
We thank you that even though we deserve wrath, we get forgiveness.
我们知道我们虽然我们配的是你的愤怒，但是我们得到的是你的赦免。
Even though we deserve to be cast off, you have adopted us as sons and daughters.
虽然我们知道我们只配被丢弃，但是你却让我们成为你的儿女。
Instead of sending the fire of condemnation and judgment, you sent the fire of forgiveness and purification.
你没有把那个审判和灭亡的火降到我们身上，而是把那个洁，把我用洁用洁净的火把我们的罪烧尽。
So Lord, thank you for closing that gap of holiness with the gift of your Son.
所以神，我们谢谢你把用你的儿子耶稣基督为我们连接了这个圣洁上的鸿沟。
Now Lord, speak to us.
向我们说话，主。
Open up our ears so that we can hear you.
开我们的耳朵让我们能听见你。
Hear you calling for us.
听见你对我们的呼召。
To be involved in our Father's business.
让我们为天上的事所尽心。
To be involved in the kingdom of God Almighty.
让我们在神的国度里面侍奉。
To separate ourselves from the world and be holy as you are holy.
把我们从世界当中分别开来像你一样的圣洁。
Lord, whatever you are speaking to us, Lord, let that joy well up from within us.
当你无论在你在哪里说话，让你把我们从心里有这样的喜乐发出来。
And in view of your mercies, say, "Hear my Lord, send me."
在你的怜悯当中，让我们都可以说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.